Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca, in letters 18-15. The outcome of a mighty anger is madness, and hence anger should be avoided, not merely that we may escape excess, but that we may have a healthy mind. The Stoics are often accused of wishing for life without emotions. That is certainly not the case. What they wanted instead was a life without unhealthy emotions, and moreover, one in which we cultivate healthy ones. Anger is arguably their primary example of a negative emotion, because it is so pervasive and so destructive in human life. Anger, says Seneca, is temporary madness. When we're angry, even if our anger is justified, we are prone to do things that we will later regret, precisely because anger takes control of our ruling faculty and does whatever it wants. This is in sharp contrast with Aristotle, who said that a little bit of anger can be good, for instance because it moves us to redress injustice or gives courage to soldiers to go into battle. But I think the Stoics got it right here. Seneca responds to Aristotle that whatever can be done by anger can also be accomplished by a more positive sense of justice, and that getting soldiers angry so that they will be more courageous in battle is like getting them a bit drunk. It will work, but you won't be able to control the results. It is instructive to check the American Psychological Association website on anger management. There you will find pretty much all the suggestions that Seneca himself wrote in his book, The Ira, which means on anger. So remember today, if anything is upsetting you and you feel that you are getting angry, disengage immediately, take a walk, calm down, and then go back and tackle whatever the problem was, with reason. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.